guys go 11-2-3 without Mark Scheifele. What do you do now? Getting him back?
Well, obviously one of our top players, one of the top players in the league, coming back into our lineup. I think on the ice that makes it really exciting. What he brings to the room, just his enthusiasm for the game, is gonna be very welcome back. Comes to the rink every day. Works incredibly hard and brings a great attitude to the rink every day. Great voice on the bench. Kind of does everything for us, so we're excited to have him back.
I guess I'm wondering if there's maybe even danger of, okay, you can relax now, Mark's back. Got to get the guard again.
I don't think so. I'm pretty excited about the opportunity to play with him again. Obviously, he and I have developed a pretty good chemistry, and, I think between me, him, and Patty, it has the makings of what could be a pretty good line, so... we're excited about that. Obviously, we've kept the ship afloat while he's been out, but I haven't sensed any complacency in our team since the first day of the season. And if anything, look around our room. We're pretty beat up right now. Just because we get one guy back doesn't mean we're all right here.
But do you look at it like? You made a pretty seamless transition from wing to center. Now going back to the wing, is there parts of playing center for as long as you did that can maybe now actually help as you go back to the wing?
That's a good question. Yeah, absolutely. I think you learn how important it is for your wingers to battle on the wall for you, to get pucks out. As a centerman, it's it can be tedious and frustrating when you have to keep stopping and turning back because those darn wingers can't get the puck out. You learn a little bit about that, comfortability coming into the middle. I think a couple times in practice today, Scheifele and I, I took the middle for him. He took the wall, and we're able to keep our speed coming into the zone. So little things like that I think definitely help, and, pretty good at face-offs too, So if he starts struggling, I might hop in there for a couple just to rib him a little bit.
Did you have a preference to go back to wing when Mark came back?
You've been dying
for this moment, so that I could ask you this question and hopefully have you answer.
Well, like I said when Scheif got hurt and they moved me to center, I think what we do is we look at not what's going to make me happy or make Scheif happy or make us come to the rink excited, but what I've tried to do is however I'm best utilized to help the team win. So I think today we feel that me on the right wing and Scheif at center and having us together gives us the best opportunity to win. May change. I think that's an ongoing conversation, but I've kind of stuck to what I said all along, that being part A of it, and part B, anytime I get a chance to play the 55, I'm going to take that opportunity. I think we have a pretty special thing, and love being out there with him.
Did you have a target in your mind when Mark went down, maybe a certain amount of wins per game that this team would need to do, need to pull off to survive while he was gone? And if you did you surpass that mark?
I didn't set any expectations, to be honest with you. I was terrified isn't the right word, but I was concerned, about how it would work. A lot of confidence in Lowe's and Litz and Matty Hendricks, in the middle. But for me, you don't want to come in on a first place team and have that, go south. I don't think it had anything to do, with me. I think every single guy stepped up, did a little bit more. I mean, Lowe's line played outstanding. Litz's line played outstanding. Like I said, Hendy was outstanding in the middle too. So it allowed me to have, some favorable matchups at home, hide us a little bit on the road as much as we could, just build some confidence in what we were trying to do. From that, we were able to string together some wins and build confidence in what we can do as a team. And I think what it did was made us hunker down a little bit defensively. I mean, you look at our numbers defensively since Scheif's been out, and you can see that there's been a buy-in that, maybe we're going to have to sacrifice a little bit on one end of the ice to – to make it work, you know, defensively. So to answer your question, I know that was long-winded, but I didn't have a number in mind. I don't think we had a number in mind. I think we were just hoping to keep steady and keep ourselves in the fight. So when he came back, you know, we'd have an opportunity to reach some of our goals.
You're giving much deserved praise to the players in this room, but for you personally, is there any sense of pride in what you've been able to accomplish this last little while with Mark out and the contribution that you've made in allowing this team to survive?
Hockey doesn't work that way, you know. I know that's the glaring change, right? You know, I go to the middle and all of a sudden, you know, we go on this incredible run. But like I said, you know, I'm not able to do that and you know, gain confidence and be comfortable doing that if Lauz's line plays bad or Litz's line plays bad or Hendy's line plays bad. You know, if one of those lines plays bad and all of a sudden we're forced to do something, you know, that maybe we weren't capable of doing, who knows what it looks like, right? So I give all the credit to those guys for helping me, talking to me on the bench all the time, taking some of those heavy matchups so that when we did kind of start getting on a little bit of a roll, getting some confidence, that we were able to take a little bit more ice time and kind of work our way into that role. But, you know, wasn't one guy. It was from Helly on out, every single guy had a pretty big piece of that. And, you know, now we get Scheife back, and it's going to hopefully just enhance our team.
With how effective that little line has been, does that take a little bit of pressure off Mark coming back in your line, but also kind of add to the excitement that you guys have a pretty good 1-2 punch there again?
Well, you know, I think those guys have, you know, been playing awesome. Take pressure off us, that won't happen. You know, I think we put a ton of pressure on ourselves to play a certain way and have a certain impact on every single game. Scheife isn't the type of guy that's going to dip his toe into the water, and he better not, you know, if we're playing together. So I think what it allows us to do is to try to feed off of each other. I think that's a healthy thing. You know, we see those guys going out there and having an impact on the game. It's going to force us to want to do the same thing. You get that competition going within your team. It makes for a pretty dynamic attack.